Ave Maria, and welcome to episode 19 of Marian Shrines of the World. In this episode, we turn towards New Zealand, where in 1838, the Fathers and Brothers of the Society of Mary, also known as the Marist, arrived from France, bringing the Catholic faith to the local indigenous Maori people in 1844. They established a mission in the small town of Otaki, next to hill known in Maori as Pukakaraka, meaning simply the hill where the karaka tree grows. The karaka tree is sacred to the Maori, so the establishment of a religious community near such a spot held great significance for them, and a Maori settlement soon grew up around the mission. The Maori settlement had its own mill and had supplied the Wellington market with produce, which is commemorated by a mill wheel and stone on the property. The original Reed Church burnt down, but the Maori, who now had a prospering agricultural market, paid for the construction of a larger and more permanent church, which was completed in 1859 and named Our Lady of Victories, in time to be known simply as St. Mary's. In 1862, the Maori paid for the bell, which is now near the new church. The church was finally dedicated in April 1887 by Archbishop Redwood, the first Archbishop of Wellington. When originally built, the church was a simple Gothic-style building, rectangular in shape, made with a side porch and a small tower. The interior was adorned with trails of hand-painted fleur-de-lis. There were also side altars and a gallery. The statues of St. Joseph and Mary were gifts sent from France by the sisters of Father Francis Melou, the resident priest at the time. Known in Maori as Mary Great, Mother of the Whole World, this statue of Our Lady has been endowed with a Maori chieftainess cloak of honour. In 1901, the church was extended by the addition of a new sanctuary. In 1904, two stained glass windows were given in honour of the 60th Jubilee of the founding of the mission. The original tower was removed following the devastating Murchison earthquake of 1929 and an entrance porch added. The tabernacle resembles a Maori food house where food is kept safe, an appropriate symbol for the bread of life. The painted mural behind the tabernacle and cross is of the surrounding landscape. The adjacent French colonial style presbytery was built in 1897, but has been empty for some time and is no longer used for its original purpose. Next to the presbytery are two structures built in the early 1900s. They are traditional Maori sacred meeting houses. The symbol over the larger meeting house is an M for Mary and a globe representing the world. The smaller house has the symbol representing the keys Christ gave to St. Peter. The Grotto of Lourdes, built in 1905, is a reflection of the Marist devotion to Mary. Below the grotto is a large stone wall built in 1910 by a northern Maori tribe who had previously considered the local Maori as their enemies. The wall thus symbolises their forgiveness, cemented their friendship, and became known as the Wall of Reconciliation. The stations of the cross lie along the stairs leading up the hill to the cemetery. Atop the hill, there is a statue of St. Peter holding the keys of the kingdom. There are several ancient Maori graves as well as graves of deceased priests and religious. There is a large cross at the top of the hill as a memorial of St. Peter Chenal school pupils who died in the World Wars. The bell tower was rebuilt in 1992 and a larger new church was built adjacent to St. Mary's at the same time, but St. Mary's is still used for weekday mass. In 1999, a cairn of stones was placed in front of the Wall of Reconciliation and Peace to signify the desire and the unity of all Christians. Representatives from other churches and congregations brought stones from their localities and placed them in the stack. Miracles have been reported at the shrine, such as the man from Auckland who had suffered from cancer. He went to Ataki and prayed the rosary using flower petals because he did not have a rosary. He was cured and lived another 40 years. St. Mary's Church of Pukekaraka is one of the oldest places of Catholic worship in New Zealand, with the shrine being the most important in the country. In fact, it is New Zealand's oldest Catholic church still in use. Both the church and the local Ataki community hold the building in high esteem. The next major event to take place at the shrine will likely be the unearthing of the time capsule in 2050, which was buried in the year 2000. It will be interesting to see what they discover when the capsule is opened. Certainly, they will not discover Marian devotion, for that was not buried. In fact, it is quite the opposite. Marian devotion is quite pronounced in New Zealand. True Marian devotion is interior, yet both the interior and the exterior devotion to Our Lady is innate in many of the New Zealanders. St. Louis de Montfort, in his book True Devotion of Mary, foresaw a great squadron of brave and valiant soldiers of Jesus and Mary of both sexes to combat the world, the devil, and corrupted nature. In those more than perilous times which are about to come, New Zealand has the makings of such a squadron, having already Our Lady's paratroopers. For wherever those transubstantiated into the Immaculate enter, the grace of conversion and sanctification happens. The Marianization of New Zealand is in progress. Victory is assured, and the initial consecration of the islands of New Zealand to Our Lady of the Assumption in 1838 is about to happen again. A great example of this, and one of the most dramatic landmarks on the Kapiti coast overlooking Pararuamu, is a 14-metre high statue of Our Lady of Lourdes on the 17-metre high hill above St. Patrick's Church. The spectacular view of nearby Kapiti Island has led to the statue being called Our Lady of Kapiti. Dutch artist Martin Rosentenberg created the statue out of plaster and wood, making the 2-metre head in his home, while the body with its 4-metre wide shoulders was made on site as layers of plaster were applied to scrim the moulded into the shape of draperies. The massive hollow structure with its internal staircase is one of the largest of its kind in the world. For maintenance, a small door in the base gives access to a trapdoor leading up to the head. 17 bulbs light up the halo at night, making it visible for kilometres. At the base of the statue are the words, "I am the Immaculate Conception." It was commissioned in 1958 by Father Jack Dunn, the parish priest of St. Patrick's Church, to mark the 100th anniversary of the apparition of Our Lady at Lourdes. Taking over 6 months to complete, it was finished in August 1958 and blessed by Archbishop McCaffrey on October 19 in the presence of some 6,000 people. Later, to protect it from vandalism and weathering, the statue was protected by several layers of fiberglass. Mosaic stations of the cross were placed along the hilltop path, reminiscent of the outside stations of the cross at Lourdes itself. In March 2012, the statue had a much-needed repainting. Originally designed to last only a matter of months, the statue itself needed little repair. Though nothing as serious as when the foundation needed replacing in 2009. Though the statue is less prominent now than it was 54 years ago, as pine trees have grown up around the base, motorists heading south into the township nevertheless can't miss seeing the prominent landmark, which over time has become New Zealand's best-known public artwork. So let us not forget that Our Lady is always there watching over us, And if you are travelling in New Zealand, be sure to visit the shrines presented in this episode of Marian Shrines of the World. Ave Maria.